News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. So, yeah, listen, I got to tell you, I mentioned during a minute ago in my monologue, I mentioned the podcast. Every single day, literally, the show goes on. Copper will take the show, divide it up into segments, usually somewhere in the neighborhood of, 7 to 15 minutes long, depending upon what kind of segment it was, and then puts them out there. Birdman then takes them and uploads them into every form of podcasting available to man. Doesn't matter whether you're someone who does, podcast by Podbean or Apple or Amazon or any other for that matter. There they are. And they're all posted on our website. You can go out there and grab them through your usual source, or you can go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and there they are. And even yesterday, I had somebody who was working on a news story, and we were kind of texting back and forth, and it dawned on me, wait a minute, I interviewed somebody that they're trying to track down who talked about that on my show. And I was able to surf back to last summer and find segments of the show and send it to them. So the whole inventory is in there is what I'm saying. And we have something in the neighborhood of almost 48,000 downloads of the podcast now. So, yes, check it out, rightsideradio.org. That is also the place, by the way, that I like to say, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM/FM capabilities at WVNN, all you got to do, go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. So, yes, do check out the website. All the stuff's on there. Birdman did a little work on the website this past weekend, by the way, updated a few things, added some pictures, took down some pictures, changed a few things around, and made the Right Side store even a little more, noticeable, I guess. The Right Side store, you can get coffee mugs or Right Side t-shirts or all that kind of stuff. Anyway, all out there at rightsideradio.org. Okay. Got plenty to talk about today, and I see the phone's already ringing on one, so I'll grab that as soon as Copper says it's ready. But yes, the reality is Charlene and I watched 2,000 Mules this weekend, and if you haven't seen that movie, I strongly encourage you to do so. Now listen, I'm gonna tell you, I think it's incumbent on all of us to watch that movie and make our own decisions. But I watched it and my first reaction was, holy crap. I mean, the very idea. And by the way, it's not sensational. It's not rhetoric driven at all. It's the most common sense, lay it out there, you make your choice, presentation of some things that happened, just some things that happened in just a few locations, not the least of which is right next door in Georgia. I'm going to unpack that in a few more minutes. Before I run out of time, though, let me grab the phone, line forward, Dan from Madison. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
All right, here's your blue collar. Conservative, love your country opinion. First off, the movie, the name of the movie is, again?
Dan, don't play questions. Just tell me what you got, man.
All right, well, first off, I want to see the movie. I don't remember the name of the movie. That's why I asked you. But
you talking 2,000 Mules? Yeah, 2,000 Mules?
Yeah. Okay. I want to see that. Okay. So here's the deal. The way I see it is this. Government always spends money and they just blow it out. They just throw money out the window. Now, why don't we spend a little money in every poll, it sounds, station in the country? It's a lot. Now, I'm asking for a lot, but it's worth it because what happened, our previous president had everything going just right. Everything was really good. And look what happened because they stole the election. Now, each poll should have an independent, a Democrat, and a Republican, pay them some kind of stipend to be there to oversee everything. And if there is any wrongdoing, red flags need to be raised, and then you'll have the other two people to deal with.
Well, we actually have that. They're called poll watchers. And yes, you can get paid to do that.
Well, I don't see them.
Well, they're not often standing around with a poll watcher shirt, but they're there. The question becomes, though, is the poll watcher? And by the way, some localities. I mean, I used to be a party chairman in my county, and I can tell you that sometimes it's hard to find poll watchers for every polling site. But yes, that what you're asking for is not that out of the question. It exists. And those
Dan,
we're up against a break, brother. My music's already playing. Got to run. Appreciate the call, but stay in the fight. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're solid conservative and just plain right, talking about election law, the movie 2000 Mules. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, I mean, it took a little bit before Charlene and I had some sit-down time where we could watch 2000 Mules. But to me, it was almost really part of doing the show. And Charlene said the same. She kept saying, you got to watch this. I said, baby, I know. Let's find the time. So we did last night. Now, when we're watching the movie, I went in, you know, prepared for what I thought was going to be a well-orchestrated or well put together, let's put it that way, presentation. I didn't know if I was going to see just, you know, sort of like a recitation of talking points or anecdotal kind of things like, well, so-and-so said this and someone else presented this one time and we're still concerned. No, I didn't. I saw things that I felt like as an attorney I could work with. That's how I felt about it. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm taking this to court, but what I am saying is somebody needs to take this to court. So here's the deal. If you haven't seen it, and it's not like, okay, this is not like a kind of movie where I'm going to, spoiler alert, it's not like that. I'm not about to tell you who shot John, all right? But what I am going to tell you is here's why you need to watch it, because it's amazingly factual, it's amazingly scientifically done, and it's amazingly interesting. I mean, like, Charlene and I were both tired last night, and we literally said, well, honey, if we get tired, we can stop at halfway and finish watching tomorrow night. No, we were riveted. And it's not just because we're political junkies. It's because the movie was so – I was fascinating. It doesn't matter if it was about elections or not. It was still fascinating. Here's the bottom line. Here's what happened. Dinesh D'Souza, who has made a name for himself by doing conservative documentaries that are basically game changers, the kind of thing that impact culture – Dinesh D'Souza decided to meet with the folks from an organization called True the Vote. True the Vote has taken it upon themselves to do a deep dive investigation into how the elections were perpetrated or were acted upon by potential outside influences. One of the things that they did was they, and I didn't know you could do this. Apparently, you ever notice how, like, if you go to a store, suddenly the ads on your phone are showing you things about that store, like, oh, they know I'm here. Or for that matter, if you're, you know, at some event, and next thing you know, it's telling you about the discounts to buy tickets to the next event at that venue. Well, that's called geofencing and geotracking. So your phone sends off a signal. All of our phones do it. It's hard to not be found these days if you have one of your electronic devices on you. But our phones send off a signal. But what I did not know was that there are people out there who are getting rich selling the lists of geo-tracking identification numbers. It doesn't mean that it says Phil Williams, but it does identify my phone and identifies where my phone is. Now, yes, I am that guy that very often turns off my locator. I just am. But most people aren't. And so if your phone is being tracked, then there's an opportunity then for someone to grab that signal and to compile your movements and to create basically a version, if you will, or a life view of the kind of places you frequent and then send you ads that relate to it. Okay, all that to say, here's what they did. They decided to locate the polling sites, or excuse me, the ballot drop box sites, because you remember there was some states, Georgia being one, that amended things to allow for absentee ballots to be dropped off in these post office box style collection points. I mean, it's just an opportunity for fraud. But the reality is they set up a perimeter around, and then within a period of time, they purchased, literally purchased, the data for every phone that had been within the proximity of that drop box. They then decided to compare the data of that phone with other Dropboxes, and they began to see patterns. And of the literally trillions of phone numbers that they purchased the data from, they can see when there were people who were frequenting multiple Dropboxes, and not only that, but who were also frequenting some of the liberal activist groups that were working for the get out the vote efforts and the other things, you know, related to elections that were questionable. They can see when one phone would visit one of these allegedly nonprofit organizations for get out the vote, and they can see that same phone make its travels throughout, for instance, Fulton County, Georgia. They can see it showing up at multiple of these drop boxes in a 24-hour period. They had one, they tracked it, it went to 26 different locations where there were drop boxes. But then it gets better. Then they were able to go ahead and do a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, to the state of Georgia, because Georgia law required that each one of those drop boxes have video surveillance. Aha! Well, what's crazy is in Arizona and in, I think, Michigan, where they're supposed to have the same video surveillance, they didn't. Or some boxes just didn't have it. In Georgia, though, they got them. So it gave them the opportunity then to say, this phone that showed up at that Dropbox, that also showed up at the other Dropbox here in the Dropbox there, is there a corresponding video? Yes, there was. Then they're able to see what happened when that phone showed up at 1:30 in the morning. And they see the car pull up. And they see the person get out wearing a mask and gloves and stuff a handful of ballots into a box, stop and take a picture of it because they apparently have to prove that they were there, and then get back in their car and then show up at another ballot site wearing mask and gloves. I mean, folks, literally, this is something that has got huge ramifications. And I watched it, and I expected to hear things that would, you know, be irritating, and yeah, I wish somebody checked that out, and I looked at it and I went, dang. They decided to do something else, which I thought was genius. There was a shooting in Atlanta. There was a shooting in Atlanta that wound up killing a little 8-year-old girl. They decided to see if they could use the exact same, and by the way, it was unsolved. They didn't have any suspects yet. But they did the same thing they'd done with the polling sites. They geofenced the area. They bought the rights to the phones that had been in the area. They tracked the different phones that were within what you would consider to be the range of fire for the type of weapon that apparently was used. And then they gave all of that to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Guess what? Two suspects have now been arrested. So it works. They were able to give them information that led to the arrest of two suspects in the murder of that little girl, which seems to indicate that the style they are using, the methods they are using, have some level of veracity. Okay. Well, right now, a story on a website called reclaimthenet.org, 2,000 Mules is now confirmed as a huge hit for Rumble and another site called Locals. It's reported to be the biggest political documentary in a decade. So it was produced by, of course, Dinesh D'Souza, directed by Dinesh D'Souza, produced by Salem Media Group, a group that specializes in conservative and Christian content. And the documentary has already reached, this is as of Friday. As of Friday, it had already reached 1 million views and racked up over $10 million in revenue. Because, yes, you do have to pay for the rights to view it. I think for us, it was a $19.99 to be able to stream it, or $29.99 to download it. Anyway, Dinesh D'Souza said the movie's a huge success for sure, but it's also successful in its political and cultural influence. It's the most talked about movie out there right now, making headlines in multiple publications and trending on social media. Trending on social media, except that Twitter took down their site. Oh, go figure. Twitter, you can go to it. You can go to 2,000 Mules, you know, at 2,000 Mules on Twitter. And when you get there, it says this site has been suspended. Reckon how come? All right, interview with the Postmillennial. Postmillennial interviewed Dinesh D'Souza and on May 15th, which would be Saturday. And it says, why do you think it's important? They asked him, why do you think it's important to keep concerns about election integrity with the 2020 election before the public? And he says, well, the events that, you know, they're unprecedented in American history. He says the idea that it could have been potential coordinated fraud in all of the battleground states of such a magnitude sufficient to put the Biden in the White House. He said, I cannot think of anything equivalent in all of modern history or even in all of American history. And here's what he said, too. He said, when I first started this project, I was thinking, okay, we got to tell the truth and we got to try to make sure it doesn't happen again. He said, but as I got into it, I became less satisfied with the idea that we need to just move on. It became more important to me that we digest and think hard about what has actually happened, because it's not a simple matter just dusting off our hands and fixing it next time. And I agree. I mean, we cannot go, dang, all right, well, whatever, frick. I wish my guy had won. I hate the way they did that thing over in Georgia or in Pennsylvania or in Arizona. Shouldn't have been that way. No. We need to learn the lessons and not let this crap happen again. Now, okay, here's Phil Williams giving a dose of reality. Is President Biden President Biden? Yes, he is. Is President Trump the former President Trump? Yes, he is. Do I wish Trump had won the election? Lord, yes. Do I think the election was stolen? I don't know. Do I think the election was jacked up? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's like my monologue a while ago. There were actions in there that have to be illegal. For instance, when you see multiple ballots in someone's hand being stuffed into a Georgia ballot box, if that person was not carrying it for his family members, then it was already illegal under state law. Go find these people and question them. And then also, by the way, find out how much they were getting paid, because we have one witness who says they were getting paid upwards of $10 per ballot. And when you got one car, there was 242, I think, in Detroit, Michigan. It was 1,100 in Atlanta. It was huge. But the reality is, if they were getting paid 10 bucks per ballot and there were hundreds of thousands of ballots, I want to know who's paying for it, too. It's a question that still remains. All right, I'm going to do a little more on this when we get back. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. Folks, I'm telling you, 2,000 mules, it's worth a view. And yes, it'll make you mad, but I think at the very least, yes, it'll also make you aware. Oh, now I see how they could have done that. That makes sense now. Still questions to be answered, but I'll tell you in a minute about an investigation that finally just launched. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, a couple things here real quickly, just so you know, at the top of the hour, right after the news break, we'll have Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty calling in, talking about some things that are happening in the legal world that we should be paying attention to. And then, listen, on the 2,000 mules, and I got a caller, I'm about to jump over there and grab that line just 1 minute, but I will tell you this. The interesting thing that has happened, and throughout the video, they say, we want to turn this over to someone who will potentially prosecute or at least give an official investigation. I mean, they don't say, it's our information, this is what we saw. No, they say, we got it, we want to give it to somebody to use and make use of it. Well, guess what? The Georgia Department of the Georgia Elections Board recently issued a subpoena to the organization called True the Vote that did all the work that put together this data for the movie 2,000 Mules. Well, I've got one story from, I think it's from Newsweek here. Yeah. Oh, no, it's Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they haven't even responded to the subpoena. The subpoena just went out 2 weeks ago. There's a whole lot that happens when a subpoena is received. First of all, you have to have it properly served. That might not have happened as soon as it went out. But the subpoena went out, and the Georgia Secretary of State, Raffensperger, who took a lot of heat for the way he allowed things to be conducted, is now announcing that he's going to investigate fully, and it was a win for him to get the Georgia Election Board to approve the subpoena. Hey, let me jump over to line five and grab that real quick. Daniel from Huntsville. Daniel, how you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, about the 2,000 mules that you were talking about,
yeah.
Did you happen to remember the number of illegal votes that they put up for Arizona, Pennsylvania, and all those other states?
Yeah, I can't remember the total number just like off the top of my head, but I remember it was so significant that had they gone the way had they not happened, that Trump would have gotten the electoral vote.
With the with just tracking just the mules itself, the total number that they have is 810,000. That
yeah.
doesn't take into account Mike Lindell's information that he has. That doesn't take into account the forensic audit in Arizona and some of these other states. It could push it a whole lot higher.
Yeah, it's significant, and you're right. Just the mules. I mean, and by the way, they kind of set parameters on what constituted a mule in their. And the mules, by the way, folks, if you don't know, were the ones who were actually stuffing the ballot boxes. But yeah, they even set their parameters high enough to where a mule had to be somebody who had visited at least 10 boxes. I mean, they could have had somebody.
And their numbers that they were projecting with Trump having, I think it's like 305. If you add in everything that I just mentioned a little while ago, that's going to push it well above 410, maybe even more.
Yeah, it's significant. And you can't tell me, by the way, you know, whether every bit of that could be proved illegal. Like, let's say they got every one of the mules from Atlanta. They may find out that some of those were actually delivering on behalf of their family, which they're allowed to do by law. Oh, okay, maybe so. But some of those folks, it is shady as the day is long, and you can't tell me there wasn't some orchestrated effort if this information they have is correct.
All I got to say is Miss Abrams over there in Georgia better get herself a good lawyer because she's in hot water on this one.
Yeah, because I think her organization is one of the sites that they kept visiting and then going out to ballot boxes from there, didn't they?
Right, and then on Dan Bongino's show, he had somebody, an expert, can't remember his name, but he said that the geo-tracking is just as precise as the ankle monitors that you put on criminals' feet and the story that you were talking about, catching some criminals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like I said earlier, too.
So
how many times have we been anywhere where you can just watch all of a sudden ads pop up on your phone because of the story you're in? I mean, it happens.
Right. So, it'll be interesting to see somebody take this through the legal system and watch, you know, watch everybody have an X-Lax moment because it'll stand up in court.
Daniel, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. We're about to hit a break here in just 1 minute. So thanks for being in the audience, bud. All right, listen, folks, I'm going to tell you right now. I'll end this. I won't belabor the point. The bottom line is this. If the Dinesh D'Souza video or movie, 2,000 Mules, which is so well done, this is not some hackneyed operation. This is not something that you look at and go, yeah, I don't know, man. That's kind of cheesy. You know, it's like a B-roll kind of fit. No, this is so well done. And it, by the way, it has appearances in it by Dennis Prager and Eric Metaxas and Charlie Kirk and, oh gosh, who else? Two or three others. Copper, do I have time for that one? Let me see if I can grab that call real quick. Mike from Huntsville. Copper, you ready for that one? Let me grab it. I got 1 minute. Well, we're out of time. Copper, just tell him that if he can call back later after we've had our interview with Matt Clark, that'd be fine. But we are up against the hard break right now. All right, listen, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right, by golly. You stay tuned. We'll come right back with Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty.